Welcome and thank you for listening to this episode of Stonebridge Soundbites. Today is September of 2022. We're very excited because we are celebrating our 25th year of business. And with me today is COO, Portfolio Manager, and Founder, Heidi Huckreed. Hello, Heidi.
Hi, Patrick.
It's a pretty special time for us. Today, I think we really wanted to discuss something that we've wanted to talk about, but have been waiting for the right time. And I can't imagine a better time than celebrating our 25th year to do this. But we want to talk about, you know, what was the founding of Stonebridge? You know, what was the philosophy behind it? But then how have we adapted and shaped over the last 25 years in the way that we communicate to clients in what we do and how we do it?
Thank you, Patrick. It is so exciting to be celebrating our 25th year. It's hard to believe how quickly this time has gone and how much Stonebridge has grown in those 25 years is just amazing to me. So I'm really, really happy to be talking about this with you. We started Stonebridge 25 years ago in an effort to really service clients who were being underserved by other advisors or brokerage firms. There were a lot of clients in that high net worth area, but under $10 million that were being pigeonholed into only mutual fund accounts or were not getting any customized services. So really the founding of Stonebridge was really based on helping serve our clients to the best of our ability. We did that by fully customizing their portfolios. As you know, we started as 100% fixed income. We did a lot of non-rated high yield tax exempt bonds, which is very intensive in the analytics. We did a lot of deep digging and a lot of deep dives into the financials, not just of the municipality, but also of all of the documentation to make sure that our bondholders were protected. All of that led really into our clients saying, you do this analytical work so well, can you also manage our equities? Bob Kincaid, Dennis Hippen, and myself, we were already working with Dave Eckenrode out of Michigan. He was our custodian. He and Bob both had a very deep understanding of equities and had been managing trust departments and equities for many years. So we developed our equity style. One thing led to another that started with our growth equity. We added growth and dividend. We added balanced accounts. We added taxable bonds. All of our growth at Stonebridge really has been driven by our clients.
So obviously you've talked a little bit about, you know, the strategy developments and how we've come about adding new things to Stonebridge, and that's been very impressive. What, you know, can you go in a little more depth about the core philosophy and how we manage clients specifically?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Our philosophy truly is fully customization for our clients. Everything we do is to meet our clients' goals. Obviously, we are a fiduciary. Everything we do has to meet those fiduciary standards, but it's more than that. Our clients are our friends. Our clients are our family. We work very closely with them to make sure that all of their goals are being met, whether it's college education or retirement or buying a new home or buying a second home. We want to make sure that everything we do is done in a manner that benefits our clients, especially in a tax efficient manner as well. Fully customized individual portfolios are quite unique at anything under $10, $15, $20 million. So we want to make sure our clients know that they are getting full service and full client relations mm-hmm. with us.
So when it comes to the application of these strategies, right, we've over 25 years have gone through market changes, whether they be, you know, transition from cycles to corrections to whatever might come. You know, how have we managed the relationships with our clients through these challenging times?
That's a great question. So essentially, we have so much experience managing client portfolios through all different market cycles. Each time we learn more about the markets, we learn more about our clients and ourselves. We are constantly learning and gaining knowledge, whether it be about the markets or the economy. We are using that knowledge to understand our clients. And I think one of the biggest things that you get to understand during trying times or stressful times is that money is very, very personal and it's very emotional to clients. So that is the time when you step up and you meet with the clients and you work with them to become, you can't make them less emotional about their money, but I can apply our analytics and explain why we're doing things in certain market cycles that helps calm their emotions down and helps them see that it really is okay if they've lost some money in the equity market or the bond market. These are the strategies we've set forth to help you get that back when the market turns. You know, we all know when there's a downturn, usually within the next 24 months, the market's up even greater. So getting clients to be comfortable with the decisions that are made in their portfolio and why we made those decisions is really at the forefront of how we help our clients achieve their goals and sleep at night.
Yeah, so a lot of that comes down to really sitting down with the client and making sure you're continuously assessing what are your goals and objectives. What are your goals and objectives? And we say it a lot, but that's kind of the core at making sure you can manage through a correction or a change in the market cycle.
I mean, that's the number one thing of being a fiduciary is you're always doing everything in the best interest of the client. And that means knowing where the client is in their life cycle, not just where the portfolio is in the market cycle. So everything we do is based on what is best for our clients. And again, I say it's not emotional for us because we manage money and we do it in an analytical fashion, but our relationships with our clients are very emotional. So we do truly want to do what's best for our clients.
Absolutely. Well, I think we've covered a good amount here, Heidi. Again, kind of going through the founding of Stonebridge, how we started, what was the philosophy, you know, how it's applicable today, you know, how we work with clients through these challenging times. I think a big thing to take away for anybody listening, if you are a client, you know, we're in a challenging time right now. We all know that. And it's really important that if you have questions or comments or concerns or whatever it might be, you are more than welcome to call us at any point in time. And we would be happy to set up a meeting and talk with you. And again, reassess those goals and objectives. So to everyone out there listening, I want to thank you again. We really appreciate it. We're really excited to be celebrating our 25th year. And if you'd like to hear more or see some of our other research or listen to some of our other sound bites, you can go to stonebridgecap.com/news and check it all out. Again, Heidi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excellent. And have a great day, everyone.